girls are always telling us that they lack role models. They lack the ability to see women in positions that they aspire to. So what I hope is that if a girl sees me or hears me and understands that anything is possible, and that your background, so your language should not be a barrier. It actually is an attribute that's great. The more we grow, not only as a community, but as a country, not only bilingual, but multilingual individuals are going to be very welcomed in the economy and in business. And so I always encourage Latina girls, practice your Spanish, learn French. How about Mandarin? Because languages are so powerful.
If little girls are sitting in the back seats of their mom's cars listening to this, what message would you have?
Girl Scouts is an amazing organization. The girls have fun. They get to meet new girls. They get to explore things that they've never done before. They get to travel. They get to go to camp. And so I would just encourage them to say to their mom, their dad, their aunts, their uncles that they want to be a Girl Scout.
What is the return on investment for a community that invests itself financially or time-wise in Girl Scouts?
Our program has had such a profound impact on women and in the communities they live in. We're finding that our Girl Scout alum are outperforming other women in many, many key areas. They go on and get higher levels of education. They actually make more money per year, which allows them to bring more resources home to support their families. But they're voting and they're very civically engaged and they're volunteering at a really high rate.
They say that one of the best things a nonprofit can do is to attract and train volunteers, and all the Girl Scouts volunteer at some point, right? So how do those girls to whom are given things in the Girl Scouts, how do they give back to the community?
You know, Girl Scouts give back every day, and you probably don't know about it. I call it the Silent Green Army. You know, there are Girl Scouts across the country who are building and repairing parks, that they're setting up, you know, abilities for children with disabilities to actually play at camp and at public facilities. They are raising money through our wonderful Girl Scout Cookie Program, which is the largest entrepreneurial program for girls in the country. And every year they raise money to reinvest in local communities. So they're helping the animal shelters, the congregate meal sites, the senior centers. And so they're little entrepreneurs. They're philanthropists.
If you don't have a daughter, should you still volunteer for the Girl Scouts?
Oh, absolutely. We need volunteers. Right here in this area, we have hundreds and hundreds of girls who want to be Girl Scouts but can't because we lack the adult volunteer support. And what we're also trying to do is make it easier for people to volunteer, both men and women. I'd love to specifically call out the men in your community to say, we need your help. They need to see male role models as well, supporting their leadership journey. And whether you want to be a troop leader or you want to lead a campaign to help raise local funds for scholarships for girls to be a Girl Scout, or if you want to bring your skill, how about volunteering for the Girl Scouts and setting up a program opportunity for girls to learn about your career and your aspirations so they can dream big about what they want to do in their future?
When we in Central Florida look at the little girls running around us, what do you see or what do you want people to see in them?
I want them to see power, potential, and promise. I want them to see that girls are worth the investment and that they're leaders now. They're not going to wait 20 years. You know, unfortunately, some of them are in paths that there are adults telling them and giving them mixed messages. And even the TV that they're watching or the movie screen that they're watching, they see these negative stereotypes around girls and women as victims or, you know, needing help. But the reality is girls just need a runway. That's what I try to do every day. I try to build that runway for them and to bring the message of Girl Scouting to local communities and to really ask individuals, adults, to support girls because they're leaders today and they want to be leaders in the future and they just need that runway.